Group L 高中英语听力专线八。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
I hope you can understand my reasons for deciding to leave, Mrs. Harrison.
Do I have to remind you that we have invested a lot of time and money in your career here?
It's 2:30 in the afternoon, and they haven't come to fix the shower yet.
What? I called the front desk at 8 o'clock in the morning. Where the hell are they?
Do you think that you can have these shirts finished by Friday morning?
I'm sorry, I couldn't possibly get them done by then.Saturday afternoon would be the earliest when you could have them.
Where to, miss?
Please drop me off at the King's Department Store.
On the east side?
No, the west side, near the stadium.
Could you tell me how much it is to send a postcard by airmail to Europe?
25 cents.
Okay, I'd like 2 25-cent stamps, please.
Here you are.
B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。
Oh, it's a fine day, isn't it? And the food smells nice. It's a perfect day for a picnic.
Yes, it is. I'm glad it doesn't rain. My name's Mike Gates, by the way.
Oh, hi, I'm Alice. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So, Alice, what do you do?
I'm studying medicine.
Really? Where?
At Harvard. What about you?
I'm working for IBM.
Oh, are you? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I like it.Hey, it looks like the food is ready.
Oh, it's a fine day, isn't it? And the food smells nice. It's a perfect day for a picnic.
Yes, it is. I'm glad it doesn't rain. My name's Mike Gates, by the way.
Oh, hi, I'm Alice. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So, Alice, what do you do?
I'm studying medicine.
Really? Where?
At Harvard. What about you?
I'm working for IBM.
Oh, are you? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, it looks like the food is ready. Where do you want to go, madam?
Hilton Hotel, please. It's cold, eh? I'm freezing.
Come in. San Francisco is usually cold in winter, you know. It's often very rainy, which makes the weather colder, and it sometimes...
Well, it gets very hot in summer, doesn't it?
Not really. It gets warm in July and August. That's the best time to visit the city. Uh-oh, here comes the rain.
It's raining hard. By the way, how long does it take to reach the hotel, do you think?
About half an hour, if there is no traffic jam. Would you like to listen to some light music?
That would be lovely.
Where do you want to go, madam?
Hilton Hotel, please. It's cold, eh? I'm freezing.
Come in. San Francisco is usually cold in winter, you know. It's often very rainy, which makes the weather colder, and it sometimes...
Well, it gets very hot in summer, doesn't it?
Not really. It gets warm in July and August. That's the best time to visit the city. Uh-oh, here comes the rain.
It's raining hard. By the way, how long does it take to reach the hotel, do you think?
About half an hour, if there is no traffic jam. Would you like to listen to some light music?
That would be lovely.
Someone came late last night looking for you. I told him you were out and suggested that he leave a note, but he didn't.
Late last night? That's strange. What did he look like?
He seemed to be about 30 or so.
Was he tall or short?
He wasn't very tall, nor very short. About average height, I think.
Was he fat or thin?
A bit thin, if I remember correctly. Anyway, certainly not fat. But then he wasn't very thin, either.
Was there anything unusual about his looks? What kind of face did he have? Round, square, or long?
Let me think. It was rather square, but not very. Or was it? Really, I didn't notice. It was so late, and the lighting wasn't good.
Was he wearing glasses?
Was he or wasn't he? I'm not sure now. You see, I was so tired and sleepy, I didn't notice. I didn't pay much attention. Someone came late last night looking for you. I told him you were out and suggested that he leave a note, but he didn't.
Late last night? That's strange. What did he look like?
He seemed to be about 30 or so.
Was he tall or short?
He wasn't very tall, nor very short. About average height, I think.
Was he fat or thin?
A bit thin, if I remember correctly. Anyway, certainly not fat. But then he wasn't very thin, either.
Was there anything unusual about his looks? What kind of face did he have? Round, square, or long?
Let me think. It was rather square, but not very. Or was it? Really, I didn't notice. It was so late, and the lighting wasn't good.
Was he wearing glasses?
Was he or wasn't he? I'm not sure now. You see, I was so tired and sleepy, I didn't notice. I didn't pay much attention.
I don't know if you've heard of it, Peter, but some of us are thinking of going to Xi'an in the summer. I don't know if you'd like to come with us.
Well, that's very kind of you, Jane, but when are you thinking of going?
Oh, sometime in July, around the 16th, I think.
I see. And for how long? 2 weeks?
Well, we were going to, but now one or two of the other students say they don't have enough money, so it'll be just a week. You're interested then?
Oh, yes, very much. Do you know how much it's going to cost?
Yes, about 2,000 yuan altogether.
Oh, that's good. Is everybody going?
Yes, most of them, but not Monica, of course. She's off to Harbin again.
Lucky thing. It must be nice to have parents living in the north.
Yes, it must. But if you had a lot of money, Peter, where would you like to go for a holiday?
Oh, I'd probably go to Xinjiang, or Tibet, maybe. Somewhere far away, anyway. And you?
I don't know, really. Perhaps the southwest?
Yes, that would be great.
I don't know if you've heard of it, Peter, but some of us are thinking of going to Xi'an in the summer. I don't know if you'd like to come with us.
Well, that's very kind of you, Jane, but when are you thinking of going?
Oh, sometime in July, around the 16th, I think.
I see. And for how long? 2 weeks?
Well, we were going to, but now one or two of the other students say they don't have enough money, so it'll be just a week. You're interested then?
Oh, yes, very much. Do you know how much it's going to cost?
Yes, about 2,000 yuan altogether.
Oh, that's good. Is everybody going?
Yes, most of them, but not Monica, of course. She's off to Harbin again.
Lucky thing. It must be nice to have parents living in the north.
Yes, it must. But if you had a lot of money, Peter, where would you like to go for a holiday?
Oh, I'd probably go to Xinjiang, or Tibet, maybe. Somewhere far away, anyway. And you?
I don't know, really. Perhaps the southwest?
Yes, that would be great. My mom has always told my sister and me to help others. One day last week, I was walking back to my home, and I passed by an old lady who seemed to be in trouble. I turned back and asked if she was okay. She explained that she was sick and had to struggle to walk with her shopping bags. I offered to carry her things and walked her back home, but she refused because she didn't want to give me any trouble. I told her it didn't matter and her home was on my way home. It was a white lie. As I walked with her, she talked with me and introduced herself. I, in turn, told her my name. She asked if I knew Ray Robert. I was shocked and said, yes, that was my dad. It turned out that this lady was my dad's neighbor who had looked after my dad and his sisters when their mother died 30 years ago. My dad had often spoken of her, but I had never met her as she had moved away with her family. It was a lovely moment for both of us. When I got home and told my dad about the incident, it made him cry. I was so moved. I am glad that my small act of kindness ended in a chance meeting that meant so much to the two people. My mom has always told my sister and me to help others. One day last week, I was walking back to my home, and I passed by an old lady who seemed to be in trouble. I turned back and asked if she was okay. She explained that she was sick and had to struggle to walk with her shopping bags. I offered to carry her things and walked her back home, but she refused because she didn't want to give me any trouble. I told her it didn't matter and her home was on my way home. It was a white lie. As I walked with her, she talked with me and introduced herself. I, in turn, told her my name. She asked if I knew Ray Robert. I was shocked and said, yes, that was my dad. It turned out that this lady was my dad's neighbor who had looked after my dad and his sisters when their mother died 30 years ago. My dad had often spoken of her, but I had never met her as she had moved away with her family. It was a lovely moment for both of us. When I got home and told my dad about the incident, it made him cry. I was so moved. I am glad that my small act of kindness ended in a chance meeting that meant so much to the two people.